3.12. Part 1.
How important is historical accuracy in a historical movie?
The notion of accuracy in history is a really difficult one in drama because, you know, it's like saying, well, was Macbeth accurate? Is Shakespearean drama accurate? The thing is, it's not about historical accuracy. It's about whether you can make a drama work from history that means something to an audience now. So I tend to take the view that, in a way, accuracy isn't the issue when it comes to the drama. If you're writing a drama, you have the right, as a writer, to create the drama that works for you. So you can certainly change details. The truth is, nobody really knows how people spoke in Rome, or how people spoke in the courts of Charles II, or William the Conqueror, or Victoria, or whoever. You have an idea from writing, from books, plays, and so on. We know when certain things happened, what sort of dates happened. I think it's really a question of judgment. If you make history ridiculous, if you change detail to the point where history is an absurdity, then obviously things become more difficult. The truth is, the more recent history is, the more difficult it is not to be authentic to it. In a way, it's much easier to play fast and loose with the details of what happened in Rome than it is to play fast and loose with the details of what happened in the Iraq War, say, you know. So it's all a matter of perspective in some ways. It's something that you have to be aware of and which you try to be faithful to, but you can't ultimately say a drama has to be bound by the rules of history because that's not what drama is.
Do you think that the writer has a responsibility to represent any kind of historical truth?
Not unless that's his intention. If it's your intention to be truthful to history and you put a piece out saying, this is the true story of, say, the murder of Julius Caesar exactly as the historical record has it, then of course you do have an obligation. Because if you then deliberately tell lies about it, you're deceiving your audience. If, however, you say you're writing a drama about the assassination of Julius Caesar purely from your own perspective and entirely in a fictional context, then you have the right to tell the story however you like. I don't think you have any obligation except to the story that you are telling. What you can't be is deliberately dishonest. You can't say, this is true, when you know full well it isn't.